Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and this past Sunday we kicked off our series we're calling Well Known, and we're looking at this moment here between Jesus and the woman of Samaria, or the woman at the well. Jesus is taking his disciples through a region in the area called Samaria, and the context here is really important. The Samaritans and the Jewish people did not like each other at all. Samaria had historically been, the city of Samaria had been the capital of the northern kingdom of Israel, but when the Assyrians came in and destroyed the northern kingdom, they deported some of the people. They brought in peoples from all over the ancient world and resettled them into the northern kingdom, and those people were married and had children with the existing population, and so the Jewish people from outside of Samaria looked at the Samaritans as racially inferior. They had religiously kind of joined together the Jewish religion with some other beliefs, and the Samaritans didn't like the Jewish people. They had their own version of the Bible, basically. They had their own temple where they worshiped. At one point in time, the Jewish people actually went in and destroyed that temple. So, I mean, there is political, racial, religious hostility between these two groups. There's a lot of barriers here. Not only that, but there's also a gender barrier in their culture. Men and women did not talk in public like this. And so Jesus takes his disciples through Samaria, and while his disciples go into the town to get some food, he sits down at a well and strikes up a conversation with this woman who is there. And you know, as we go through the series, we'll see the different elements of the conversation where Jesus talks about being able to give her living water that can satisfy her. He talks about a very uncomfortable situation in her life, an area of her life she would probably prefer not to talk about. They talk about the nature of true worship. But here I just want to highlight the fact that Jesus even comes and sits down with her and draws near to her and strikes up a conversation. She is shocked by this. She says, "Why are you, a Jew, talking with me, a Samaritan?" And John tells us in verse 9, Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. They don't associate with Samaritans. The Jewish people considered the Samaritans to be ceremonially or ritually unclean. So having contact with a person, a Samaritan, you know, being in too close of contact, that made you unclean. And yet such is the beauty of Jesus and his power and his goodness. He draws near to us, draws near to this woman in her, you know, uncleanness, and actually tells her, "I have the power to make you clean. I have the power to satisfy you." This is what Jesus does. He takes our uncleanness upon himself and actually makes us clean. And Jesus lived a life, not a life of comfort where he avoids the difficult things. He lives a life of compassion and a life of mission. And he is willing to go out of his way in some ways to sit down with this woman, to talk with her. And this conversation sparks a change in her life and really sparks a whole movement in Samaria, a gospel movement. And so I just want to highlight, though, something I said on Sunday, that Jesus is not afraid to draw near to you and to me. Jesus is not afraid to draw near. Everyone else, right, any respectable Jewish male would simply have just not talked with her, would have probably avoided her. And Jesus sits down and strikes up a conversation out of love and out of mission, right, to share the gospel, to reveal himself to her. And then she goes and ends up telling the whole town about Jesus out of compassion. And because Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, he is willing to draw near. The good news of the gospel, I mean, really to summarize it, is that God has drawn near to us in the person and work of Jesus. Jesus, God put on flesh in the person of Christ, and Christ has drawn near to you and me, and he meets us where we are. And yes, as we're going to see, right, he exposes sin, then he washes us clean by what he has done for us at the cross. So I want to just take a moment and celebrate and pray. I hope you'll then take some time to reflect and to pray and celebrate that Jesus Christ, God through his son Jesus, and now by his Spirit, has drawn near to you and to me. Let's pray. Father, thank you That God, in our sinfulness, in our brokenness, when we even run away from you, God, you come running after us. Jesus, you are not afraid to draw near to us and draw us out of our waywardness and to bring us to repentance and faith in you, that you wash us clean and you make us new and you satisfy us in the deepest longings of our souls. God, thank you for the God that you are. Jesus, thank you for what you've done, and thank you for giving us your Spirit. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to reflect, to celebrate, and to pray.